And I'd like to talk to you today about a father that's found in the New Testament. His name is Jairus. Maybe you are thinking, now who is that? Well, the story is recorded in Luke, in Mark, and in Matthew. And the fact that it was recorded in all three of the books of the New Testament, that means that the Holy Spirit wanted you and me to take note and learn some lessons. So here I go. It's found in Luke 8, Mark 5, and Matthew 9. And the Jewish religious leaders as a whole, for the most part, were very hostile toward Jesus. They tried to trick him all the time. And Jairus, the president, or maybe you would call him the supervisor of the synagogue, he respected Jesus. And actually, Matthew chapter 9 says that he worshiped Jesus. Wow, that's wonderful. And I assume, I'm not sure because I'm not, haven't heard from the lips of Jairus, of course, but I'm assuming that he must have listened to Jesus preach, perhaps even watched him perform miracles, and as a result, became a believer. Well, we know one thing, that he believed that he could heal. So we find the story today that Jairus is approaching Jesus to help him because his little 12-year-old daughter is very, very ill. And Jesus responded to his entreaty. Jesus was his way around the Sea of Galilee, on his way to Capernaum. And the commentaries say that possibly and probably Jairus was from Capernaum. So it must have been very frustrating for Jairus to have had to wait because a dear, dear lady who had a blood disease approached Jesus. She was desperate. She had been to all kinds of doctors and spent all the money that she had and was still suffering. And of course, she was well aware of Jesus, who he was, and of all of the healings that he had already performed. And so she quickly mingled among the crowd of people, got as close as she could, and reached over and touched the hem of his garment. And because of her faith and belief, Jesus said something had come out of him, power had come out of him. And he realized that someone had touched his garment, and he healed her. And of course, Jesus knows our need. He knows whatever ailment you have. He knows where you are and what's happening in your life. Isn't that a precious thing to know in our lives? Because he said, I will never, 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 that's what it says in the Greek, leave you nor forsake you. He's always available. He's always nearby. And the theme of the story of Jairus and asking Jesus to heal his little daughter, the theme of that whole portion of scripture is, don't be afraid, only believe, only trust him. Remember that beautiful hymn, only trust him, only trust him. Yes. And that's what this story is all about. And I picked this particular story because Jairus was about the business of being a good compassionate, loving Father. Isn't that precious? And so Jesus, who was on his way to the Sea of Galilee, of course, to minister, he walked right to Jairus' home after his encounter with the lady and healing her disease. And Jesus told the crowd of mourners when he arrived at Jairus' home that the little daughter was just asleep, meaning that the period of her being dead was only going to be as short as just being fast asleep. But the professional mourners were already there, and they were hired by the family. Understanding Jesus' words in a literal sense, they literally laughed and said, "The child is dead." Well, what's it like in Bible times around a death? Well, I looked it up in manners of the people in Jesus' day, and here's what it says. As soon as a death takes place in the Holy Land, a wail is raised that announces to all the neighborhood what has happened. And this is a sign for the relatives to begin demonstrating their sorrow. Their wailing or their crying out is a sharp, shrill, ear-piercing shriek. This shriek is followed by wails. And when this is heard, everybody knows a death has occurred. And from the time the death is heard until the burial takes place, relatives and friends continue their wailing and their lamentation. The prophet Micah compares the cry or the wail to wild beasts or wild birds. And that's described over in Micah 1:8. And so this is somewhat what the scripture is describing to us from this story of Jairus. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and sees the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. That's Mark's description. Well, Jesus had already assured that Jairus' daughter would live. And he responded, "Fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole." So Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the father and the mother of the child, into the bedroom. And he said to the little girl, "Maid, arise." And she arose immediately. And he told him, "Give her meat or give her food." Her life had been restored. What a happy Jairus. What a happy father who showed so much love and compassion. And let's learn some lessons quickly from this story. Yes, Jairus loved his daughter so much. He forgot his pride and ran to Jesus. That's what we have to do, isn't it? And no doubt he'd not only heard about Jesus, but he had witnessed in his own eyes what Jesus could do. Do you realize today what Jesus can do in your life? Oh, so many of us have been healed by him over and over and over again. And of course, Jairus believed that Jesus could and that he would answer his request. So he sought him out. And that's exactly what we have to do in our lives. And a good father like Jairus would be compassionate. He would make the effort to run to Jesus, to pray, and to ask Jesus for the special healing. So it took a father with real belief, with real trust in Jesus and the fact that he could perform miracles. If you know that, you can raise your children as a father, teaching them the Word of God and teaching them to trust Jesus, even as a little child, to ask the Lord Jesus in their hearts. And you know what? Let me just close by saying you can't teach something you don't have. So as a father, I trust today that you know Jesus as your Savior and that your desire is, in fact, your compassion is to reach your children with the gospel and to have them ask Jesus as their own personal Savior. It's been so good to be with you. Have a wonderful Father's Day celebration. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.